Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. This is the beginning of this show, at least. I get started every single weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Thank you to everybody tuned in, locked in, all over North America on the free Odyssey app, on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158, and everybody locked in on a smart speaker. Congratulations. I'm going to enjoy myself. It doesn't matter what happened to Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to have me a good old time. And by the way, he's not the only old guy to get hurt. Max Scherzer goes down with an injury today. Steelers are dealing with injuries. But of course, everybody is looking at Aaron Rodgers, one of the biggest names that has played in the NFL. So we got a lot to do here over the next 4 hours. We're going to talk about Aaron Rodgers and what the New York Jets do next. Who they don't bring in next. Unfortunately, you heard about this yesterday. Kevin Porter Jr. allegedly laying hands on his girlfriend in New York City during Fashion Week. Oh, man. It's been a wild couple of days, man. You got people complaining about the turf, NFL fields again. They need all grass, the players say. We get hurt more on the turf. NFL says, nah, you don't. It's just a lot of wild stuff going on. And so that's what we'll do. We'll talk about all the wild things going on in the world of sports. And then maybe at some point tonight, we'll be able to find some positivity somewhere. I hope. If you follow me online, social media, at JR Sport Brief, you'll know about everything that we'll discuss tonight. It's at JR Sport Brief, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And if you should choose to call me up, which you should, phone lines are always open unless they're jam-packed. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm joining you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He is holding it down, producing for us in New York. Hey, Shep, how are you doing this evening? You okay?
Doing well. Thanks for asking, JR. I feel bad for Jets fans, man. How are you?
I'm good, man. Yeah, well, it's a hard knock life. You know, and I referenced this last night as we had the honor of talking about the game as it was going on, as it completed. The New York Jets with a nice come-from-behind victory without Aaron Rodgers, the final score being 22-16. And the final words of Rob Saleh after the game were, yeah, we don't expect good news when it comes down to Aaron Rodgers. And the good news, or the bad news, actually, today was that, yeah, he tore his Achilles. He's done for the season. Teams that don't have Aaron Rodgers are 6-12-1 when he doesn't start. And that's over the course of his entire career since he became the starter when that Brett Favre guy finally left. Or when the Packers finally said to him, yeah, we're not playing your retirement game anymore. We're moving on to Aaron Rodgers. And so the New York Jets bring in this dude to change the fortunes of their franchise. One of the first comments made by Aaron Rodgers is, man, that Vince Lombardi trophy sitting in the front of Florham Park, One Jets Drive, it looks pretty lonely. We need to get another one. Well, now Aaron Rodgers is not going to participate. He gave up money so they could sign Dalvin Cook. They gave up money so he could at least also be competitive next year. And now he's not even going to be available. Zach Wilson was called into action. Zach Wilson threw a touchdown and an interception last night for the New York Jets. And the body of work that we've seen from Zach Wilson as starting quarterback for the New York Jets since he was taken number two overall is not good. Did he learn a lot over the past several months? Is Aaron Rodgers whispering into his ear going to help out the New York Jets? We have no idea, but I'll tell you this. Rob Saleh talked about this earlier today, and he said, yes, Aaron Rodgers is cooked for this season, but us as a team, we ain't done yet.
I don't know why people are trying to put an obituary under our team name. You know, it's Aaron is an unbelievable piece to this whole thing, and we love him. But I think there's 52 other guys in the locker room, plus the 16 practice squad guys that believe that we can do a hell of a lot of good things here.
Yeah. That's Rob Saleh just hyping up his guys. He's not being honest to the media. He's hyping up his team. Telling them, yes, I still have confidence in you. It's a rallying cry for the guys in the locker room, because even Rob Saleh knows, the guys in the locker room know, Zach Wilson ain't no Aaron Rodgers, man. So let's stop. But that's the job of the head coach, right? Galvanize the troops when a head guy goes down and hope to inspire everybody to step up. He continued on. He said, yeah, Rodgers is gone. The season isn't over for us.
While the outside world can go ahead and write whatever story they want to write, there's still the true story being written in this building.
Okay. And what is that? What is that story? That you guys have enough playmakers, that the defense is good enough? You talked about the other 52 guys. Why are you so optimistic?
We're excited about our group. We've worked hard over the last couple of years, players, coaches, scouts, GM, building a pretty cool organization. And so there's still a lot of faith in the locker room on the things that we can still accomplish this year.
If you had that much faith in the locker room, specifically at the quarterback position, you wouldn't have acquired Aaron Rodgers. You wouldn't have gotten on a private jet financed by the Band-Aid guy, Woody Johnson and Johnson & Johnson. You wouldn't have got on a plane out to Los Angeles to go see this dude. You wouldn't have waited for Aaron Rodgers to come out of his darkness retreat to go check in and see whether or not he was worthwhile to be a New York Jet. You wouldn't have gone through all of the trouble with the Green Bay Packers coming up with a deal to bring in Aaron Rodgers. And so now we're supposed to believe that you have the utmost confidence in Zach Wilson? At this point, I assume maybe you'd have no choice, right? Rob Saleh, he continued on. He said, we believe in Zach Wilson. It's not that difficult to understand.
I do want to make it very clear, Zach's our quarterback. We got a lot of faith in Zach. We're really excited about his opportunity. But we're rolling with Zach and excited for this, excited for him. And like I said, this opportunity that he's going to get.
Oh, the opportunity that Zach Wilson is going to get. Now that he has no choice on now, does he? That part, he has not a damn thing that he can do about it. He cannot go back into a time machine and fix Aaron Rodgers and his leg. He cannot go back in time and get this dude together where he was not hurt. This is wild. And this is unfortunately the history for the New York Jets. Close. Getting close. But not getting over the hump. Going to the Super Bowl the last time and winning in 1969 with Joe Namath, his body and his knees already on borrowed time. the New York Jets. I remember this vividly because I remember sitting down and watching the game where the New York Jets had an old Vinny Testaverde excitement to the 1999 season, and Vinny Testaverde, watching on my 13-inch television, Vinny Testaverde goes down, goes to recover a fumble, and doesn't do anything but lay on the ground and grasp, not at a football, but at his own leg. Chad Pennington, already someone with a noodle arm, blowing out his shoulder. I have to watch a New York Jets quarterback on Thanksgiving with the whole world watching. I remember standing up Thanksgiving night in Virginia in the kitchen getting something to eat, and I remember Mark Sanchez running into another man's ass. I remember Keyshawn Johnson telling everybody, just give me the damn ball. I remember the New York Jets one season only winning one game, going 1-15. I remember Bill Belichick deciding that he does not want to work for the new owners at the time of the New York Jets, and Bill Belichick having a job for less than 24 hours and saying, I don't want to be the head coach of the New York Jets. And I remember subsequently for the next 20 years, the New England Patriots torturing the New York Jets. I remember, ironically, Mo Lewis of the New York Jets knocking the living hell out of Drew Bledsoe, forcing the Patriots to call on this guy named Tom Brady. This is life for the New York Jets, where the last quarterback, the last dude to help bring them success, had busted up knees, wore stockings. I like him, by the way. He's a very nice guy, Joe Namath. And then one of his most famous moments, I don't know if I can still call it recent, it feels like 20 years at this point, is drunkenly telling Susie Colbert that he wants to kiss her. That's what a lot of people remember from Joe Namath. Oh, yeah, and did I forget Brett Favre? Remember, he was the other Packers quarterback who came over, and he decided to send just photos of his genitalia to Jen Sturger. Sorry, Jen. I know she doesn't like for that to be brought up. My apologies.
What does it mean to you now when the team is struggling?
I want to kiss you. I couldn't care less about the team struggling.
And thank you, Joe Namath. Thank God this is radio and we don't have any pictures from Brett Favre. Ladies and gentlemen, those are just a few names. I didn't even go through all the names. I didn't. That's the New York Jets. And so bringing in Aaron Rodgers, regardless of his quirks, his personality, what you feel, how you see him, whatever the case might be, four-time NFL MVP. Oh, yeah, he only has one Super Bowl, only one. He has just as many as the New York Jets, and his is more recent. He wasn't supposed to just be the savior. At least he was going to bring talent, stability, wisdom, and unfortunately age to the New York Jets. He's going to be 40 years old in October. If there's one thing we heard about the New York Jets, it's what's the offensive line going to do? Well, just to begin the game, Aaron Rodgers was running for his life. And he paid four plays into the game. And so what do the New York Jets have to do now? You heard Rob Saleh. I don't know if you should believe him. They're going to rely on their quarterback, who less than a year ago was telling everybody, oh, yeah, we lost the game, but I don't know the defense, nothing. Yeah, put him in a room with Quinnen Williams and tell him to explain that to Quinnen. This is the New York Jets, folks. I know we got a plenty of miserable teams here in the NFL throughout their history, not necessarily now. We could talk about Lions, more recently Browns. We can look at a lack of success in other organizations. When it comes to the New York Jets, at a lot of times throughout the course of their history, from the New York Titans down to the Jets, they can be considered a joke. And with an awesome defense, solid offensive weapons, an amazing Garrett Wilson, the New York Jets, man, they got to hope that Zach Wilson, that he doesn't fall in line or fall into an offensive lineman's ass, that he's young enough where he doesn't get hurt or injured. Oh, yeah, there was that stuff last year. He was, they were making jokes about him sleeping with a mom's friend. And so it could be worse. This is the New York Jets, folks. The New York Jets can't catch a break. Life as a Jet. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Yep, anybody who tells you the New York Jets are cursed, believe them.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. And yeah, we all know the implications of Aaron Rodgers not playing for the New York Jets being out for the season. They got to hope and pray that Zach Wilson can just be average. I mean, if the guy has a season where he throws, I don't know, just 20 touchdowns to 15 interceptions. I know that sounds crazy, but I mean, yeah, that probably won't even cut it. He probably wouldn't even get the chance of the opportunity. It's an uphill climb for the Jets. The defense is going to have to hold it down for them like they did last year. But we know the reason why they didn't have more success is because of the quarterback position. So fingers crossed on Zach Wilson that he has improved from last season. You would only think that there would be some type of improvement. Is it enough? Nobody knows, especially when you take a look at a packed, you know, AFC. Are the Buffalo Bills going to be as bad as they were yesterday? The Miami Dolphins are certainly going to be competitive as long as Tua Tagovailoa stays healthy. I mean, he threw for 466 yards the other day. New England, I mean, Mac Jones, he certainly looked good. They didn't win the game, but he looked good against the Eagles. And that's just in the AFC East. It's going to be a competitive division. Now, speaking of the Packers, we know that Aaron Rodgers was traded over. It was Rodgers and a 2023 fifth-round draft pick to the Jets. And the Packers, they also got a second-round pick, a sixth-round pick in 2023, and then a conditional selection in 2024. Now, that pick for next year, because Aaron Rodgers is hurt, he is not going to play 65% of the Jets' snaps. And so instead of that pick next season being in the first round, it will be a second-rounder for the Green Bay Packers. And so this Aaron Rodgers injury already having an effect and making it clear to Green Bay what they can look forward to in next year's draft. That is not a first rounder from the New York Jets, but a second rounder.
Quick question, Jeff, if you don't mind.
Yes.
I know we got a lot of calls. Just very quickly, do you see this being in some way, shape, or form a silver lining because of two things? One, we're going to find out very soon if Zach Wilson in year three is the guy or not. You're likely not going to win a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers at 40 years old. He's only going to regress. But Zach Wilson had the advantage of seeing up close and personal what a four-time regular season MVP looks like when he's motivated. So he was able to see the professionalism of an all-time great, something he wasn't afforded the opportunity to do so with guys like Mike White and Joe Flacco. So with that same breath, do you see this in some way actually being a blessing in disguise long-term for the Jets for those reasons?
No, the Jets would rather not see him, no.
Okay, fair enough.
No, the Jets would rather not see him. I'm sure they're going to obviously have an opportunity to evaluate him.
Sure.
And I'm sure he has learned something over the past year, not just from Aaron Rodgers, but from his own demotion. They have the benefit of evaluating him and figuring out what they want to do with him. They're still going to have to get to a point at the end of the season whether or not, hey, is Aaron Rodgers going to want to come back? Does he want to return? Is Zach Wilson good enough? This might hit the fast forward button, but no, the New York Jets were competing to actually go to the playoffs and kind of roll the dice from there. And they're still looking to do that, but with a less experienced quarterback who has no track record. His track record as a pro is to be crap. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Robbie is here from Birmingham. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
My man, JR, how you doing?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Doing great, man. Doing great. Hey, first of all, man, I got to tell you something. I love your show, by the way, man. I can't get enough of it, man. Your professionalism, just your knowledge, your fun, man. It's just, I enjoy it every night. And I was literally just in the car with my girlfriend, Joanna. Shout out to her. And you got me, before her, you got me through a lot of lonely nights, bro. A lot of lonely nights. So,
oh, I'm happy, man.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
What's up?
She and I, we've been watching Hard Knocks every week, you know, every Tuesday night, and we've been kind of following the Jets. And I disagree with the fact that, I mean, look, you know, a curse is such a strong word, you know. I mean, that sucks for Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, they've had their struggles, but at least they've won one Super Bowl. I mean, I know it's been a freaking 1,000 years since they have, you know, but I mean, it's like, look at the Bengals, you know, I mean, they've had their tough times. They've never even, you know, won a Super Bowl. So, you know, it's hard to say that they're cursed, you know, but I mean, yeah, it's been tough, but I mean, and now it sucks more than ever, really. I mean, to be on the spotlight like they have been, you know, I think they do stick with Zach Wilson. I think he's their best option. I mean, I watched First Take and, you know, Get Up this morning with Greeny. All this morning, and I mean, I hate it for him. He's the biggest Jet ever, as you know. So I hate it for him, man. So, but you got to get together, man. You got to find a way to win, like they did last night. And shout out to the punt returner, man. I don't know if you've been watching the Hard Knocks or not, but
yes, that guy he just made the team. Yes, Xavier Gibson.
Yes, what a story! What a story, you know. And I never forget Coach Salee when he brought him in. He kind of faked it out like he was going to cut him. You know, he's going to let him go. But then he told him, you know, welcome to the team. You're a Jet now. And that it was his heart, you know, and his work ethic that he brought every single day to practice. And, man, that's what it's all about. And I can't be more proud of a guy than him, you know. So it's awesome. Well, I think they're still going to be good.
They have the chance and the opportunity to do so. Mm-hmm. No different than last season. It all hinges on Zach Wilson, and we're going to find out sooner than later. Hey, thank you,
absolutely.
Robbie. I appreciate
you're
you,
welcome.
Man.
Yes, sir.
No doubt. Be safe out there. Yeah, listen, folks, for me, whether you want to use the word cursed or phrase, to me this is all interchangeable. We can go down the list, and I named a couple of teams. I mentioned the Lions, for example. I don't care if you want to call a team cursed, snake-bitten, historically ass, the New York Jets, the Bengals. We could talk about the Browns. These are some teams that just, they haven't historically been able to get out of their own way. And so, unfortunately for the New York Jets, they're part of that club. There's no way around it. The Jets are part of that club. It's not an exaggeration. I listed to you, unfortunately, a lot of the terrible things that have happened to the organization. And if you want to think about them more recently, Now that the Sacramento Kings made the postseason this past year in the NBA, the New York Jets have the longest playoff drought by any professional sports team here in North America. The New York Jets. The last time they were in the postseason was 2010, okay? This is 2023. By the time we flip the calendar year, it's going to be 2024. They're going to be people in high school, kids who've watched the NFL, who have never seen the New York Jets have success at all, really. It's nuts. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Rooster is calling from Houston, Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Rooster?
Hey, what's up, JR?
How are you?
All right, I'm good, man. Nice talking to you again. Man, I got to agree with the last caller, man. It ain't over for them, man. I mean, they built that team for win now. Super Bowl caliber. I mean, the defense is lights out. I mean, you ain't even missing a running game yet. I mean, Breece Hall and Cook, oh, my goodness. Hopefully that can help Zach, man. Hopefully the team can rally around him and, give him that's a good thing, man. Robert Saleh, man, I love that guy, man. Great coach. And maybe he did lie to the media, man. And maybe he is lying to his players as well. But as a coach, that's what you're supposed to do, man. And I don't think it's over with, man. He got Lazard. He got Garrett Wilson. The old man Cobb, he might not be that much. But I don't think it's over, man. You add some of them screens to it and some short passes and run the ball, man. Run that ball. If they can run that ball and just play lights out defense, I'm not giving them a Super Bowl crown, but I will say wild card playoffs.
Well, you're correct, Rooster. It's not done yet. But the hope for the New York Jets in acquiring Aaron Rodgers was for it to be more than just the playoffs. And that obviously, even though they're still alive, I agree with you, that's taken a hit. The reality of that has taken a hit. And yes, as it was last year, the defense is going to keep them in games. We saw it last night against the Buffalo Bills. A return of Breece Hall and having Cook is going to allow them to control the game and the clock on the ground. We see all of that. But there comes a point in time in the modern NFL, look at the other teams. Look at the quarterbacks in the AFC. And sure, people aren't high on Josh Allen right now. Look at how he plays, okay? Look at what he's done. Look at what he's capable of doing. Sometimes he's doing too much. Look at Lamar Jackson. Look at Patrick Mahomes. Man, we got guys who throw the ball, who move the ball, whether it's with their feet, whether it's with their arm. Zach Wilson has to prove that he can do that. And we'll find out soon enough over the next several weeks what he's doing. Everyone will certainly understand and have a great idea of what he's doing and what he's not just over the next month, because there's not going to be a whole lot of patience to figure it out. Like, the Jets are good. You said it. They're built to win now, and the Jets will be okay. I believe so. They're not falling into the toilet. But that's not what anybody wants with this team. Because you want to know something? You have a squad built like this now. It doesn't stay like this forever, man. I mean, for years and years and years, the Chicago Bears, an amazing defense. The offense could never catch up. What did it get them? Nothing. Nothing. I'm not talking about the Bears of the 80s. I'm talking about recently. Nothing. Now the whole team is young. Now they got to figure out the quarterback. Is he good? They have to continue to rebuild the defense with experience. Nothing. The Jets have it all right now, except a quarterback. And just being alive and being good enough is just like, oh, yeah, okay, fine, whatever. 855-212-4CBS. Anthony's calling from here in Atlanta. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. It's always a pleasure to speak with you guys. The Jets, I've never been a Jets fan. I've always been a – well, I've started out as an Aaron Rodgers fan, and it's just crazy the parody of the desperation that, you know, just wanting to get out of Green Bay, and he got his chance, and now he's hurt. You don't ever wish anything bad on anyone. He's made his money, but, you know, I'm pretty sure he'd like to be on the field. But the Jets are in a good position as far as their youth, you know, but next to that, it's going to be a disaster because from what I know, Aaron Rodgers was the only one who had familiarity with Nathaniel Hackett and Lazard and maybe a few other players. So it's going to be a you-know-what show, to say the least, I believe.
Well, it's something the Jets are used to.
Thanks for taking my call.
Well, thank you. He thinks the Jets are a joke. I understand. Champagne here from New York. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, I'm just calling in stuff. I listen to you guys every night while I'm working, so you guys do a great job. That's the first thing. But I'm really calling about some damn Bills, man. They suck. And I'm a Bills fan at that. They did a horrible job last night.
Okay, well, is that it? I mean, yes. Well, damn,
hello?
Yeah, you're live on the radio, Champagne.
Hi. Sorry.
Yeah, you're live. What happened?
The Bills suck.
Okay. All right.
I'm calling. I love Aaron Rodgers. He's one of my favorite quarterbacks. I'm glad he went over to the Jets, you know, trying something different or whatever. But, I feel bad what happened to him or whatever. But, I mean, are we going to talk about how bad Josh Allen played last night? Are we going to talk about that? Because, they really did a horrible job last night. I mean, I was sitting up there saying, poor Aaron Rodgers, man, we're going to end up beating you. I love him. We're going to end up beating you. And then look what happened.
Yeah, we talked about how bad Josh Allen looked last night. And how about this? When they beat the Raiders, we're going to talk about how good he looks, okay?
Well, hopefully.
Okay.
Have a good night, guys.
Yeah, good night. Drive safe. Drive safe. Hey, Marco Belletti, did you get it? Josh Allen sucked.
Yes, I did get that. Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
We understand. Mm. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. We're going to get to more of your calls. And, you know, I got to get this in here. This wasn't the only event to take place over Monday in New York City. We got to talk about Kevin Porter Jr. Maybe I'll get to that later on the show. I'm going to get to more of your calls. There's a lot of people saying wild things about who the New York Jets need to bring in now that Aaron Rodgers is out. We'll talk about it, plus more. There's other teams in the NFL, like she just mentioned, the Steelers dealing with their injury issues as well. There's a whole lot going on. We'll get to it on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Out of all the talk show hosts that this station be putting on, you're the best, man. You're the best. When you're not on, they lose customers.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. To the shock of absolutely no one, we got a lot of people who have a lot of thoughts on Aaron Rodgers. So I'm going to take more of these calls. At the top of the hour, I want to kind of put one thing to bed as it relates to Mr. Rodgers. And then we're going to talk about, unfortunately, the Steelers, some of the injuries that they're dealing with early on in the season. Kevin Porter Jr., if you're not familiar with him, I don't even know if I should call him an emerging NBA star. He's certainly an emerging NBA talent. And if you want to call him a future star, yeah, star talent. Yeah, that's getting snuffed out. We'll talk about that. Let's get to the phone lines. We got a lot of people with a lot of thoughts. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Charlotte, North Carolina, and talk to Bourne. Bourne, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's going on, JR, man? Appreciate you taking my call, man.
Sure.
Yep. So, me being a lifelong Jets fan, I actually run the Charlotte chapter of the Jets fan club here in Charlotte, man. You know, we've seen this before. You know, it reminds me of 99 when we had Super Bowl aspirations, and in the first game of the year, Benny Tested Brody gets injured. You know, I look back to 2009, 2010, the last years the Jets made the playoffs, and I look at the teams that we had around these quarterbacks. And in my opinion, in my humble opinion, I think Zach Wilson is a slightly better talent than any of those talents that we had those years. So if the team is able just to rally around Zach Wilson and he doesn't mess up, the Jets could still make it to the playoffs to actually be a threat, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's best-case scenario. You go back into 09 and 010, and you look at Mark Sanchez running around with a solid defense again and a great running attack, and that only gets you but so far. And in that case, it got them at one time the AFC Championship game. But even
2 years in a row.
Yeah, but even against the Steelers going up against them, you got to go, well, what chance do they have if they can't throw the rock around? You know, so it's one thing. And thank you, Bourne, for calling from Charlotte. I agree with you. It's like, okay, I'm sick of that. That's why they brought in Aaron Rodgers, so they don't have to deal in the world of, okay, we'll let the run game and the defense get us there. Like, who cares at this point? Like, I like the Jets, and I'm like, so what? I should be so surprised. I'd love to be shocked. Do I think they can make the playoffs? Yeah, absolutely. The Jets can absolutely make the playoffs. What do they do when they get there? We have no idea. We have to see Zach Wilson actually play. That's it. And who knows? He might surprise. He might go out and be one of the best quarterbacks in the league. He might be average. He might be a bum. He might lose his confidence. We have no idea. None. Mike is calling from Baltimore. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. How you doing, buddy?
Very well. What's up, Mike?
Hey, about the Aaron Rodgers injury, do you think that the turf had anything to do with it? I mean, the Ravens, we had our star running back go down with Achilles too, but we play on natural grass. But I know it can happen anywhere. But do you think the turf had anything to do? Because one of his former teammates is really adamant about the NFL and these artificial surfaces.
Yes, so. David Bakhtiari, who helped keep him upright. We're going to talk about that in the next hour because this has been an issue that's been bubbling in the NFL over the past several years.
Right.
We can go back to look at the Niners. At one point, they were on the field. They lost about three or four guys in one game. And so we're going to get into that in about an hour from now, Mike.
Okay. When you coming back to the Baltimore or the Maryland area, JR?
Oh, my God. Wasn't I there like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago?
When you was at National Harbor, I was on vacation. I had went on vacation the very day you was at National Harbor.
Oh, my apologies to you. I popped through. So what month are we in? September?
Yeah.
You know, I'll probably be back sooner than later, maybe in the next
month. All right,
month
and you know, I aspire to be like you because of your diction, man. I always credit you. I love your diction, man. I aspire to be with you because I get into so many arguments with Alexa and Siri about.
Hey, listen, I had to work on my diction because when I talk, man, it's a little bit more relaxed than this. But thank you, Mike.
All right, Jay. Take care, buddy.
Appreciate you. Thank you for calling from Baltimore. Jack from Illinois, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate taking my call. I know it's week one, so you're going to hear wild stories. Last night when Aaron Rodgers went down, I heard Tom Brady might come out of retirement. Crazy stuff that's happening. But I think the huge oversight that everyone's missing is play calling on the offensive side. Nathaniel Hackett is the biggest hack in the NFL when it comes to play calling. And when you had Aaron Rodgers out on the field, you had an ability, a guy who's known to decide, hey, last minute, I'm going to change up the play. I'm going to take control of the field out here. You don't have that without Aaron Rodgers, and no one you're going to bring in is going to carry that energy to take the clipboard away from Hackett and run the offense the way it needs to. So that's what I think. I think they're going to stick with Wilson, and I think Zach Wilson has a lot of great talent, but unfortunately the play calling has never been there for him. They make crazy play calling, crazy run game. Like, what was it? It was 4th-and-1. They decide to give it to James Cook and take the ball away – or not James Cook, I apologize. Dalvin Cook and give the ball to Dalvin Cook and not to Bryce Hall or Breece Hall. And that was crazy when he's running like crazy. They didn't even get him down.
Well, let's go back. I don't want to get too far ahead here.
Sorry.
Breece Hall is coming off of an ACL tear, as I'm sure you know. He had two gigantic runs yesterday. I don't think the New York Jets want to just run him into the ground. Between
they kind of did, though.
Can I finish, Jack?
Sorry.
Between he and Cook, they split carries yesterday. And his runs were huge and gigantic. And when you want to take a look at Nathaniel Hackett, listen, his or the Jets' largest issue is not going to be his play calling. It's going to be the offensive line. You're 100% correct. A lot of the entire offense is tailored to Aaron Rodgers. Nathaniel Hackett is the offensive coordinator for the New York Jets now because of Aaron Rodgers. And so I would be less concerned with Nathaniel Hackett. He's not being called to run the Denver Broncos, okay? This is not last season. He's being called to call plays for the New York Jets. He isn't the largest issue. I'm not going to look at not handing the ball off to Breece Hall as an issue. That has more to do with not wanting Zach Wilson to throw the ball than it has anything to do with who you hand the ball to. The fact of the matter is, one thing that they cannot fix is the personnel. That's a larger issue. Thank you, Jack, for calling from Illinois. We can pinpoint everything. It's the talent. Aaron Rodgers went down yesterday because even in four short spans of time, four plays, the New York Jets couldn't keep him upright. He's someone, as you've seen his entire career, Aaron Rodgers is going to move. He's going to roll around. And unfortunately, this happened right out of the gate. And now we got to see what happens from here. I wouldn't necessarily be worried about Nathaniel Hackett. I'd worry about the development of Zach Wilson. I think about the offensive line. And those are the first two places where I'd start. But I do agree with you. Tom Brady? Is Tom Brady supposed to come back and help the Jets? Like, come on. We'll talk about this. I'll get to more of your calls. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
You did it, along with millions of people who prioritized their health and got vaccinated against COVID-19 to help protect against severe illness and hospitalization, too. Now, let's keep it up.
Keep it up!
With this season's updated COVID-19 shot designed to help protect against recent variants. According to the CDC, you can get a COVID shot at the same visit as your flu shot if you're due for both. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to learn more and schedule on the CDC's vaccines.gov.
Keep it up!
Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.